buddy Bill Buckmaster with you, along with my friend Bob Dio. Bob on the other side of the glass, engineering and producing our midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show on this Wednesday, January 17th, 2018, coming to you from Tucson's Voice, AM 1030, with our worldwide live listening at buckmastershow.com and KVOI.com. We have all of our podcasts pretty much since we began the program doing this 7 years ago, actually beginning our eighth year, but just about every show we've done available for you at buckmastershow.com. That's on your schedule. You can check it out, any of the shows 24/7 on our website. Our live line number, 790-2040. Bob would be delighted to take your call, and then we'll get you on the air in a timely fashion. We're also very big into Facebook. I've got a fun question going right now at the Bill Buckmaster Facebook page. Is there anyone in Tucson who has not had the flu? There must be a few lucky ones. So a lot of people are reacting to that on Facebook. And so we're having a little fun. Check it out. Also, we're on Twitter. Try to do Twitter. I do Facebook much more than I do Twitter, but I'm trying to kind of did a Twitter flurry today. That's kind of similar to what someone might say coming out of the White House. But anyway, there is a Twitter flurry at buckmastershow.com. Let's go to the live line. Leah Marquez Peterson, the longtime head of the Tucson Hispanic Chamber, is with us on the live line. Leah is a Republican candidate for Congress in Arizona's 2nd Congressional District. She announced about a month ago, the seat, CD2 seat, will become vacant, of course, because the current representative, Martha McSally, is running for the Senate seat, which will be open. This is like musical chairs, isn't it? Which will become open when Senator Flake retires at the end of the year. Let's go now on the live line. Leah, how are you?
Oh, good, Bill. Thanks for having me.
So how has the, this is our first chance to talk to you since you announced, so how has the first month gone?
You know, it's been a whirlwind.
I bet.
I've not run for office before. I've certainly been involved in policy discussion and debate at, you know, local, state, and federal level for many years. I've actually been at our Hispanic Chamber for more than 8 years now. But to be a candidate on the other side has been very interesting. I've had overwhelming community support, which has been really exciting, and I'm not coming as an unknown or so on to this race. I've grown up in CD2. I've lived here more than 40 years in the district, but it's been very encouraging to have people reach out to me and show their support.
So far, you are the, I believe, pretty much the only candidate, right, who is involved on the Republican side?
Yes, that's correct. And so I'm out really fundraising quite heavily, really trying to get the word out and the visibility, honestly, to discourage other Republicans from jumping into the race. This is such an important race, really, to the pro-business community, to the Republican community, that we need to ensure that we retain the seat. On the Democratic side, there are lots of different candidates, and they're really going to have to duke it out in a primary. I'm really hoping to raise dollars, show that support, and really focus on the general.
Well, I'm sure you do hope there won't be, that you will be unopposed in the primary, because primaries can get kind of downright nasty. And there had been some speculation, and there may be, who knows, another candidate that jumps in, some speculation that you just weren't Trump enough for a particular wing of the party. What do you say to those folks who say that you're not on board with the president enough?
You know, it's an interesting district for those that know Tucson or grew up in this area, you know that CD2 is entirely split. So it's something like 40% Democrat, 40% Republican. So it's a very mixed or split district. When they ask me about my position on the Trump administration or involvement I've had to this point, I point out that regardless of whatever administration has been in the presidency, we have engaged as a Hispanic chamber, and I have personally engaged. So I recently, with the Trump administration, as he was elected, I was honored to be invited to a Trump transition team meeting last November. I flew out there with many different Latino leaders from around the country, and was able to talk about what's important to Southern Arizona. So we talked about jobs and the economy and trade and health care and other items like that. I was also invited back to the White House in September for Hispanic Heritage Month. I attended that, was able to hear President Trump speak. And I went there specifically to make sure that I was connecting with his key advisors, that I was there on behalf of our Hispanic Chamber representing the importance of trade between Arizona and Mexico, because that's certainly top of mind right now and so much of the debate. So I've continued to engage and to make sure that we had a voice in Southern Arizona at many of these key events, and I plan to continue to do so.
The president ended the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, which is commonly known as DACA, late last year, but gave Congress until this March, March 5th actually, is the deadline coming up to pass legislation that would extend that measure created by President Obama, protecting about 800,000 young immigrants from deportation. Where do you stand on DACA?
I'm very supportive of DACA. If you look back historically, unfortunately, the DACA status was put in place by an executive order by President Obama. And though we applauded the effort he was making, we knew that there was great risk in passing something like this through an executive order. Now here we fast forward, did not agree with the president's position to eliminate DACA without having a solution in place, and have been advocating for Congress to take a stand to provide legal status to the more than 30,000 that it impacts in Arizona. This is from an employer perspective also. A lot of these young people work in the businesses that I represent at the Hispanic Chamber. It would create a challenge in our workforce, certainly have an impact economically, as well as it's the right thing to do. So it's something that I feel very strongly about.
Are you concerned, though, that any movement toward settling this DACA will be tied to a border wall, something that you have, I believe you've spoken out against that, haven't you?
I've not. I've spoken out about maybe the tone and the way in which the discussion around a wall has ensued in the country. I strongly believe in border security. We need to stop drug traffickers, human smuggling, and so on from happening crossing our border. We know, those of us, you know, in Southern Arizona, know that that's occurring. We see the numbers. So we need better border security, whether that's a combination of a wall, technology, increased border patrol. But that whole conversation needs to happen simultaneously with discussion on trade and the efficiencies along the ports. We've seen the federal investment in Nogales through the Mariposa port, which is wonderful. We need that same kind of investment in Douglas, really to ease the congestion we're seeing between Arizona and Mexico. So I think border security with trade, with that whole discussion, I think that's key, and we need to focus on that rather than kind of the political divisiveness around debating a wall.
What do you think the big issue is then that will be, if you are unopposed and move on to face one of the six Democratic candidates, what will be the big issue that will separate you from them?
I really think it's going to be my pro-business stance. I have a reputation in this community for leading one of the largest chambers in Southern Arizona, and it reaches beyond Tucson. We've actually operated our Sierra Vista Hispanic Chamber, a Douglas Hispanic Chamber, and an Ambush Nogales Hispanic Chamber. I don't think the Democrat candidates in this race can talk about their pro-business votes if they've had history or even their activities. I also realize that the Arizona is considered one of the fastest-growing states in the country, in Maricopa County, the fastest growing county. However, Pima County hasn't felt that same economic surge, nor certainly has Cochise County, which is much of CD2. So that's top of mind for me, and I think we really need to focus on jobs and the economy.
The minimum wage went up. I believe that happened on January 1. Do you think that is going to have a negative impact on our employers here in town?
I do think it will, unfortunately. I mean, this was something I also felt very passionately about. I actually chaired the campaign not to increase minimum wage, and not because I didn't support increasing wages, but I believe in free market and letting employers decide what makes sense. And from a competitive nature, a lot of them are our members. We're paying much more than minimum wage. What's more concerning, though, is also the paid sick leave that was part of that proposition. And we're hearing it quite a bit in the Hispanic Chamber from whether retailers were able to increase their product or service costs. You know, they were able to do that to withstand the dramatic increase we had in minimum wage, but now paid sick leave. Have they complied? What is that going to cost ultimately? Can they still employ the same number of people? And just a lot of concerns. And I think a lot of our small businesses, which is primarily what Southern Arizona is made of, are still trying to figure that out.
Are you supportive of the Mexican-American Studies program being brought back to TUSD now that a ruling has basically vindicated that program, Leah?
You know, I never got involved politically in a debate around this, as you can probably tell if you looked at comments I'd made in the past. Mm-hmm. I'm really of a belief that we live 1 hour from the border. We should all know Mexican-American studies. We should understand the history and the economy of Mexico as Arizona's largest trading partner. So having it something very specific or narrow, no, I think every student in Arizona should have some type of Mexican-American studies.
All right. Where can people find out more about your campaign?
Oh, I appreciate that. I have launched a website at voteforleah.com, and that's voteforlea.com. They can sign up to get my newsletter or volunteer or to donate towards the campaign.
And this is obviously a 24/7 job, isn't it, doing the campaigning? But you are still associated and staying on as the CEO of the chamber.
I am. I've got a really strong team here. I've got a supportive board of directors. I'm being careful to keep the campaign separate from my job here at the Chamber of Commerce. So, yes, planning to stay here at the Hispanic Chamber.
All right, Leah Marquez-Peterson, thank you. Good visiting with you. I appreciate it.
Thanks again, Bill. Hope you feel better.
Thanks a lot. Uh-huh. Leah Marquez-Peterson with us on The Buckmaster Show. And, yes, I am back in studio after a two-day self-imposed exile quarantine at the Buckmaster home studio, which left a little bit to be desired because it was over the phone. But hey, I think we got the job done, and I'm back in studio. And we will be talking UA football with Anthony Gimeno. How about this new head coach? Anthony really likes the pick. We'll find out why right after this. This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport with 6 airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects helping make our transportation system safe, reliable, and efficient, and improve mobility leads to a better economy and new jobs through the increased flow of people, goods, and services. More efficient access gets us to where we want to go faster, and that means more time for family. Working together for a better future, more at rtamobility.com. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Explore the world of discovery at UA Biosphere 2 with our three new guided tours. The Under the Glass, History, and Family Tours have been developed to provide new ways to experience the world's largest living research center, where scientists are addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. Check out these exciting new themed tours today. For a complete schedule, visit biosphere2.org.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Join me for the Buckmaster Show, featuring Arizona newsmakers and more than two dozen Buckmaster Show contributors. Everything from foreign affairs to the arts is on the table and open for discussion and your calls from one end of Southern Arizona to the other. Buckmaster live weekdays on AM 1030 KVOI and always on buckmastershow.com. Call upon one of those two dozen contributors on a regular basis to the Buckmaster Show. He is Anthony Jimeno. He is our contributor on UA Wildcat Sports. It's been a busy time, especially for the football program. Anthony is senior editor at Lindy's College Football Annuals. He's also the creator of what is turning out to be really a great resource, very popular sports blog. I visit it often, especially during this football search time, allsportstucson.com. Anthony, how are you?
I'm doing good. What a fun time for Arizona right now.
Yeah, you're going to answer my Facebook question that I put out there? Is anyone?
You want alums, don't you? You just want alums.
I do. Is there anyone out there in Tucson who hasn't had the flu?
Oh, that question. I just saw that.
Yeah.
And my wife, my son, not me.
Oh, okay.
Soon, probably.
Yeah, knock on wood. I don't know if Kevin Sumlin has had the flu, but he was available at the news conference. That's the big deal. Every football, new football coach, they always talk about winning that first news conference. And even the Arizona Republic drove down from Phoenix. There was a front page piece in the Republic in the sports section. That really looked like a lot of folks for this announcement.
Yeah, it was a big deal. Of course, I remember the days when the Republic would cover Arizona football as a beat, and they'd have a reporter down here a couple times a week, at least during the season. So times have changed, but it was a pretty big event, no doubt. That Kevin Sumlin, quote, won the press conference, but that was pretty much never in doubt. Because this was the only, out of all the realistic candidates, out of all the names that were thrown around as people Arizona interviewed or were interested in, Kevin Sumlin was the only one of those guys who could have gotten the response that Arizona received yesterday. It just made too much sense. He just checked all the right boxes. Really, it's probably, it's the best hire on paper Arizona football has ever made.
Wow. So why did he get fired from Texas A&M?
Part of the reason is 8 wins doesn't necessarily cut it at Texas A&M. And part of that is Texas A&M really thinks it's a big dog.
Huh.
They really want to play. They really want to play in the Alabama sandbox. And the reality is they're not there. But they've got a ton of money, and they have, just while Kevin Sumlin was there, they invested just in stadium renovations. That doesn't include anything else, which is also a very hefty number. Just in stadium renovations, they invested $500 million.
Hmm.
They invest heavily, and when you invest that kind of money, you can feel aggrieved when you don't think you have a return on your investment. But he won two-thirds of his game at Texas A&M. Of course, he started with a bang. His first year there, which was the first year Texas A&M went over to the SEC from the Big 12, he won 11 games, beat Alabama, had Johnny Manziel win the Heisman. And after that, it was, nine wins, and then eight wins. And this year, he was 7-5 in the regular season when he was fired. Did a lot of great things. After 6 years, kind of a shelf life for a head coach.
Yeah.
And for them, that wasn't good enough. For Arizona, that's probably good enough. And it just makes sense from so many perspectives, including a recruiting perspective, because he's strong where Arizona needs to be strong geographically. It makes sense from what he runs offensively. It makes sense with what he can do with Khalil Tate, a quarterback. It makes sense with his age. It makes sense with his experience. Just a lot of things about it are a good fit, which absolutely guarantees nothing. It doesn't mean he's going to win 10 games a year here in perpetuity, but it sure seems gives him the best chance to hit the ground running. And I'm not sure none of the other candidates would have moved the needle so quickly. Matter of fact, there probably would have been a little bit of a backlash because I think fans had really set their hopes on Kevin Sumlin.
Well, here's what I want, and I think I'm not speaking alone just based on, again, Facebook. I had a lot of people who were supporting what I said. I want somebody that's ethical, and I want somebody who has some kind of ties to Wildcat football. Now, I hope Mr. Sumlin will bring in some former Wildcats into the mix, and it was great to see some former Wildcat football players, I guess, at that meeting at the news conference yesterday. And so he's saying that they're welcome back because the previous coach, Rich Rod, didn't necessarily welcome any of them into the camp.
That is true. There were quite a few football alums there yesterday, talking to some on the record and off the record. It's a kind of a universal acceptance of Kevin Sumlin that liked the hire. And one of the guys I talked to was Heath Bray. You remember Heath Bray?
Oh, yeah, sure.
In the early 90s. And I always consider Heath kind of the unofficial spokesman of the alumni.
Uh-huh.
He's really one of the organizers. He lives up in Phoenix. He's always got something to say. But he was a linebacker, safety, moved to quarterback late in his career at Arizona, special teams captain, did it all, was an assistant coach here as well. And he said, that's great. What Kevin said was yesterday about embracing the alums, that this program is yours, our arms are open to you. He's like, that's great. It's exactly what we want to hear, but let's see. And he's like, because Rich Rod said very much very similar things when he was hired.
Really?
And Heath was talking about how, right after Rich Rod was hired, the football program had a big party up at Lance Briggs' house up in the Phoenix area.
Really?
And they did a couple of golf tournament types things with Rich. And then Heath said nothing.
Huh.
So it's, saying the right things is good. Doing the right things is a different matter. And I'm not saying, I'm not saying don't doubt what Kevin's saying, but hey, the proof is always in the pudding. And he said, exactly what he should have said yesterday. but now you got to go out and do it. And but yes, popular. Now for our coaching staff, hey, Chuck Cecil was in the building yesterday, right?
He's right.
Available.
Right. He was somebody that I was hoping for.
Yeah, I think he makes a lot of sense as an assistant coach.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people would love to see Joe Salavea, another former Wildcat who's He coached here for a year or two under Mike Stoops. Unfortunately, Rich Rodriguez did not even interview him when Rich came on board. I think that was a huge mistake. Then Joe went to Washington State with Mike Leach, did a lot of good work there. He was at Oregon last year, but he went to Oregon in large part because the head coach, Willie Taggart, who then left to go to Florida State after this season. So I wonder if Joe's ready to make a move and come back home. And we learned today that Kevin Sumlin's not retaining his defensive line coach, so there is an opening there at defensive line, and that would be quite welcome. Just from so many, from a football standpoint and from a Wildcat alum standpoint.
All right, AG, I'm going to have to let you go, but Coach Tomey, who, as you know, I'm a huge fan of Dick Tomey. He was, from what I understand, very happy with the Sumlin pick. That's good enough for me at this point. How's that?
Yeah, he certainly had a bunch of input into the process, and I bet he'll have a little bit of input when it comes to some of the assistants, maybe just maybe in terms of connecting the right people with the right people.
Very cool, Anthony. We will look forward to you and your team and their work at All Sports Tucson. Keep up the good work. Thank you very much, and do not get the flu.
I will do what I can. Hope you feel better.
Oh, I'm doing better. I'm here. All right. Thanks.
All right.
Bye bye.
Do you love a great deal? Do you love animals? Then you need to shop at the Humane Society of Southern Arizona's thrift store. Located at 5311 East Speedway, the HSSA thrift store has something for everyone, like new furniture provided by the wonderful team at Sam Levitt's, clothing, housewares, vintage items, and of course, pet supplies. Hurry into the HSSA thrift store at 5311 East Speedway and see what surprises are waiting for you.
This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. An Indian food lover's paradise awaits at Indian Twist, located at the southwest corner of Swan and Camp Lowell, with a varied and extensive menu including vegetarian options and many dishes prepared in the tandoor oven. Indian Twist offers takeout and buffet lunch daily, with dinner served family style. The full bar features Indian beers on tap. Indian Twist, Swan and Camp Lowell, and IndianTwistAZ.com.
For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community. We connect you with the causes you care about, transforming your vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact. Make a difference now and forever. Please visit cfsaz.org or call 520-777-0800 to learn more about the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona.
Explore the world of discovery at UA Biosphere 2 with our three new guided tours. The Under the Glass, History, and Family Tours have been developed to provide new ways to experience the world's largest living research center, where scientists are addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. Check out these exciting new themed tours today. For a complete schedule, visit biosphere2.org.
Hi, it's Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Bon Voyage Travel's 2018 Travel Showcase is back. With over 30 travel companies to share their knowledge and a room full of travel professionals, you can't go wrong. Planning the perfect vacation takes time and involves quite a bit of research. Bon Voyage Travel is here to simplify the process and ensure you always receive the best value. Join us February 3rd at La Paloma from noon to 4 p.m. There'll be presentations, exclusive offers, prizes, and a show floor giving you the opportunity to have a one-on-one consultation with us. Call Bon Voyage Travel today at 797-1110.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show on AM 1030 KVOI, our live streaming buckmastershow.com and KVOI.com. A follow-up quickly to our sports segment with Anthony Jimeno. We got a call during the break from a University of Texas Aggie fan who was very happy with our new coaching choice. I guess maybe he feels that Kevin Sumlin, if he was still at Texas A&M, would maybe give the Aggies trouble. Who knows? But he's happy. Silver City's happy that our Buckmaster Show listeners come over there and sample what they have to offer. And they've got a lot to offer. Great opportunities to do some hiking, hang out in historic Silver City. Visit southwestnewmexico.org. That's the great starting point. Go there. You'll see the great places to stay and several dozen recreation opportunities in a really beautiful area of southwestern United States, specifically the southwest corner of New Mexico. And here's the good news. It's only about a three-hour drive east of Tucson. So who's up for a road trip? Silver City. I know Bob Dio just raised his hand on the other side of the glass. Good choice, Bob. Let's welcome now Sharon Bronson, Pima County Supervisor, who is no longer, after yesterday's vote, the chair of the Board of Supervisors. And this, I take it, was by choice, Supervisor Bronson.
Yes, it certainly was. If you look at the board and our makeup, all members are essentially equal, and being chair means that you get more responsibility, but no more power. And after doing it for almost 4 years, I decided it was time to focus on things that I really care about: criminal justice reform, economic development. Spend some time doing that instead of signing many, many documents and cutting many ribbons.
Hey, are you going to answer our Facebook question, which is at Bill Buckmaster's Facebook page, is there anyone in Tucson who has not had the flu?
I do not know the answer. I only know I am not one of them.
I think you
can tell by my voice.
Yeah, it's not too bad, but you did definitely within 7 days ago get it, so you've recovering like I am. Anyway, I'm really distressed about this story and the discovery of a dog that is now, thank goodness, recovering at Pima Animal Care Center. This dog was found by a 15-year-old girl on a walk in her neighborhood on the north side. The dog was hanging from a tree. What kind of scum, lowlife, would do that kind of thing? And to answer my own question, probably a future serial killer.
Well, most certainly. And yes, the dog was a black mixed breed dog. It's still under evaluation, but the radiographs showed it had minimal injury. But as a precaution, we're keeping the dog under observation. And we want to thank the 15-year-old who found the dog. She climbed the tree, freed the dog from the material that was strung around its neck. Our officers went to the scene and examined the area and security footage, but they didn't provide any clues. And so we really need the public's help. And as you indicated, whoever did this, there may be some other unfortunate deeds in his or her past or future, and we need help. If anybody has information, we're asking that you call 724-5990 and contact Sergeant Tiffany Foster. She's the PAC investigating officer, or you can call 88 Crime at 520-882-7463 if you have any information about this incident.
Someone must have seen something. This doesn't just happen really quickly. You know, I'm going to string up a dog. I mean, this takes time. Somebody saw something. Call 88 Crime and let's get this person off the street. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. The dog's doing well, and how about the adoption possibility for this animal, Sharon Bronson?
Well, I think at this point, owners haven't come forward, and it's my understanding the dog was not microchipped. But I think we're probably, as a precaution, keeping the dog under investigation. If there are no issues and the observation goes well, yes, I'm sure this black mixed breed dog does need a forever home and one that can help him recover from this trauma.
So the Goldwater Institute did what they said they are going to do. They are now going ahead to the state Supreme Court to try to fight the appeal over the worldview situation. This was not a surprise that they were going to take it all the way, was it?
We had hoped that they wouldn't, because if you look at the finding at the appellate court level, there was no dispute as to the facts. The appellate court level, basically the judges said, agreed with us that the statute that applied was the one we used, and that there was a reason that that statute existed, and we properly invoked it. We have not been served yet or heard that it was any, well, I don't think it's been filed yet, but the Goldwater Institute has indicated they will file. And, of course, it's going to the Supreme Court. That decision could be reversed. It is going to court. But based on the appellate court findings, I think that there's a very strong chance that Pima County will prevail at the Supreme Court level.
Because the court did say that the deal did not violate the law on competitive bidding.
Yes, and it referred to, there are two statutes that were in play, and it used the more recent statute to make that finding.
Is there any further follow-up to that investigation, that explosion that happened at Worldview? Have you heard anything more on that?
It's still being determined, but I think its consequences are minimal, and there are a number of certainly propellants you can use in this type of balloon, and that they use the instead of the inert gas, they used a gas that was active. And they're experimenting, and we're sure that they're still moving forward with all their contracts, and we'll hopefully get a better. It takes a while for these investigations to conclude, and I think we'll have some real information probably in a month or so.
All right, I've got a lot to cover with you, so I've only got a minute before the break, so I don't even want to change gears here. So I'm actually going to take the break, Bob. a minute early so then we can get right back at it with Sharon Bronson, 790-2040, if any of the listeners would like to join in the conversation. But we've got other issues to cover, including what's going on with the Pima County Attorney's Office and the RICO funding. That's all to come with Sharon Bronson on the midweek edition of The Buckmaster Show. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. The Regional Transportation Authority is on track to deliver the remainder of the promised projects in the 20-year plan, now in its 11th year. A recent 10-year performance audit finds the RTA sticking to the plan and schedule. The RTA applauds our members and partners for helping us to stay on schedule and to improve our transportation network for everyone. Working together for a better future, more at rtamobility.com.
For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community. We connect you with the causes you care about, transforming your vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact. Make a difference now and forever. Please visit cfsaz.org or call 520-777-0800 to learn more about the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the stories missed by the mainstream media. Our sources bring you regional, national, and international news from a different perspective. Opinion from top national columnists, plus Eric Peters with auto reviews, Bob Garver on movies, a section on Western heritage, and sports coverage too. It's a cross-section of information found nowhere else. SOAZNewsX.com. Subscriptions are free at SOAZNewsX.com.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques? It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
Alrighty then, our midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show, our noon hour get-together continues. We're pushing now about 11 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Check out Green Things. We've had, so far, a mild winter. I know we could be a little bit below freezing here coming up, but man, it's just not like 5 years ago. Remember the coldest day in Tucson? It seems like forever. It was 17 degrees at our household, and we lost some beautiful cactus in the backyard. You get down there, and I think that day we didn't get above like 32. I think we got maybe 32 or 33 was the high. That's bad. So that was 5 years ago this week. Anyway, but where I'm going with this is that does. Been sort of mild, very mild actually, so it's a good time to do some gardening. Green Things, 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk, is just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. Green Things on the web at greenthingsaz.com. I get all my green things there, especially my roses have done very well. Got kind of a rose tree that's putting out the most brilliant red roses. Again, greenthingsaz.com. Sharon Bronson, Pima County Supervisor, with us on the live line. Tomorrow on the show, Supervisor Bronson, we have our quarterly update from the Tucson International Airport. We always like to get an update on how we're doing with air service. And I think the nonstop to Austin begins this within a few days. That's good news.
That is good news. That's one of the cities that we compete with economically. So I think we're hopefully going to, with Austin coming on board, we'll see some more direct flights. We'd love to see one to Albuquerque. And the more we can get direct flights, the more visitors come to this community, and economically everybody benefits.
Yeah, you and I both love New Mexico. You've got relatives in the Albuquerque area. When Southwest took off that nonstop, that seems crazy. I mean, there are so many people who love to go up to Santa Fe, and they love to get away over to some of the beautiful areas in central New Mexico. I hope Southwest reconsiders that.
I agree with you, Bill.
All right, we'll leave it there. Yesterday, at the board meeting, the Pima County Board of Supervisors voted to hire a gentleman by the name of J. Arthur Eves as an outside counsel. He's a Phoenix attorney who's now going to review all of the Pima County Attorney's Office requests for funds from its own anti-racketeering account known as RICO. So what is this all about?
Well, this is all about a change in state statute that occurred at last legislative session. It was House Bill 2477. It revised the county racketeering statutes. Statute, it's 132314, and that statute was revised to require that the Board of Supervisors approve the use of county attorney monies for RICO purposes. That same statute revision allows the Board of Supervisors to retain outside counsel to approve, review, or ratify the county's use of these monies. And the same statute also allows monies in the fund to be used for the cost of the reports and application of expenditure reviews and approvals that are required by this section, which is 132314. And so we retained RDEs as outside counsel. The Maricopa County Board of Supervisors has done likewise, retained the same attorney. What is unfortunate in this instance is that County Attorney Barbara LaWall is refusing to use RICO funds to pay for the cost of this independent review as delineated under the statute. So we're going to have to use our general fund dollars to do that. It's perplexing that she chooses not to use RICO funds to do this, because it will impact taxpayers, because we will have to use general funds.
Was Ms. LaWall at the meeting yesterday?
No, she did not attend. I had invited her, but she was not present.
So what is her reaction to this?
I think, again, there are 15 counties in Arizona, and all the counties are having to do this. And for her to review her own expenditures is clearly a conflict of interest, so we do need outside legal counsel. I expect that, you know, since the inception of RICO, there has been no real oversight. And I think row officers, independent row officers like the county attorney, probably don't welcome the Board of Supervisors interfering with or dictating how they spend their money. On the other hand, I think there has to be accountability and transparency. And it seems to me it's in the best interest of taxpayers to use RICO dollars rather than general fund dollars to pay for this expenditure. But she is an independent row officer, and it is her decision. It was not a decision I would have made.
So she, now, while Ms. LaWall no longer has the final word in the use of her office's RICO fund, she is still required to approve the request. Is that correct?
She's required to approve the request of the other law enforcement agencies, and then she's now required to submit all her requests for review and authorization to the Board of Supervisors. And it's not just Pima County. As I said, all 15 counties will be reviewing the county attorney RICO's expenditures as to the legality and appropriateness.
Huge claim from the sheriff's deputies regarding the salary structure.
It is a claim, and as such, I can't speak to the issue directly. I will say, though, that this past budget year, we, the Board of Supervisors, enacted raises for all county employees, and particularly in the sheriff's section, deputies fared very well with those raises in comparison to the other county employees, non-law enforcement employees.
Yeah, these four deputies from the Sheriff's Department say they are owed $500,000 in pay. So we'll see how all that goes. Your reaction to the governor's budget last week, the unveiling of that on Friday, actually, the governor's budget.
We were looking at the impacts to Pima County of the particular budget, and this year the fiscal impacts, as we look at cost shifts and various other shifts, we are $7 million or is going up of approximately just under $7 million. Will be going up to the state that will not be available for local tax payers because they will, you know, it will go to HRF shifts, to DPS, to ASH, Arizona State Hospital for Sexually Violent Persons. These are state responsibilities. The list goes on. And so what we're hoping for no restoration of all these funds to the counties rather than going to the state to pay for what are essentially state budget responsibilities. So the fiscal impact of the governor's proposed budget is about $7 million going up to Phoenix that we feel belongs here in Pima County, addressing county issues. But Again, it's a budget that's negotiable. We'll see. But we're hopeful maybe we can get some of these, as the state legislature looks at it, maybe lessen the impact. But again, it's a state legislature, so until the final, till the session dies, the impacts could be even greater as the state legislature addresses the budget. We'll see.
All right, Sharon Bronson, your voice held up for the full half hour, so there's a victory for those of us recovering from the flu. Thanks a lot, Sharon. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bud.
Thanks.
Bill.
That's all right.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Bud's a friend of mine. It's okay.
Okay.
All right. Sharon
he
Bronson.
Was here yesterday. Okay.
Okay. Sharon Bronson with us on the Buckmaster Show. And again, if you know anything about the dog that was found hanging from a tree near Oracle and Limberlost, please call 88 Crime. Let's try to get that perpetrator off the streets. Mike Shaw. Bob, are you going to help Mike today, too? Okay, Bob Dio with Mike on that. Wake up Tucson tomorrow morning. Buckmaster at 12:04. On behalf of Bob, have a great afternoon and evening.